We continue in the holy Ramchal, the Mesilas Yesharim. We are in the middle of the fifth perek. In the art scroll, we are page 107, the top. And in the Feldheim green, page 35, Lamed Hay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. For any other Mesilas Yesharims, we are about a page and a half in. And says the holy Ramchal, Vihine, so we're in the middle of Leitzanis. So the Ramchal said, what are the words? Vihine, I can't find that in mine. How come I don't have it? Oh, got it. Okay. We are in the middle of Leitzanis, which basically means, in a nutshell, being distracted and not fully processing things, having difficulty processing. We said there are three reasons why people don't change their life. That they want to change their life. The first reason is because they're too busy. The second reason is this reason. It's that I know I got to change my life, just I'm distracted by other things. I get the message, right? You get a very heavy message about life, and then a second later, you're distracted by something else. Like, yes, I want to do it. I got to, you know, lose weight. I got to get up early. I got to learn more Torah. Whatever you got to do that, you know, I got to stop doing this. And then a second later, something else happens, especially with us, with our phones and our stuff. So like we're extra distracted. That's the second reason why we don't change our life. Not that we don't want to, just we get distracted from the processing. That's the second thing. The third reason, which we're going to get to tonight, is social pressure, which we're going to get to. So we're in the middle. We're actually at the end of Leitzanis. I don't know why we didn't finish it up. We could have just finished it up. All right, Min HaShemayim. According to the heaviness of the results of the chet, so that's why a person has consequences. Kasha haLeitzanis. Leitzanis is so hard, it's harsh. Shetchilasu Yisurin, it starts off with suffering, the sofo klaya. And it ends up with destruction. I have no idea why we didn't. Because we could have finished the parak, which we're going to mirtz Hashem finish tonight. Bottom line is, the only thing that can offset leitzanos is extra heavy dosages, so that you don't get distracted. So we don't want that. We don't want to have heavy dosages of suffering. In order that we don't get distracted. I'm not at all chas v'shalom. I'm no one to say this. I'm just using this as a metaphor. I'm chas v'shalom not saying this, that I know that this is true. But October 7th, right, and the hostages for 2 years straight, we kept our mind and focus on that. Hostages, Tehillim, every day. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. So that would be an example where, again, I'm no one to say why things happen, and I'm just saying that would be an example where it's heavy, heavy message from Hashem that you can't get distracted. I'm going to make sure you're not going to get distracted. Okay, last thing is the mafsid ashlishi is chevra, very powerful. People, social, dahainu, listen to this. Chevras hatipshim, hanging around foolish people, v'hachoytim. And those who do averas, v'humasha kazavaymer, v'roya chesilim yiroa. The person who's friendly and you connect yourself with fools, you will end up being broken. Kine, here it is, very powerful. Anachnu roim, we spoke a little bit about this today with Avram Avinu. Pa'amim rabo, safilo achashin samay tzodom chayvah samar v'azirispa. Even though I know what I got to do, yisrapim imena, I won't do what I'm supposed to do. I know what I'm supposed to do, but I won't do it because I'm afraid what people are going to say. O kedei l'sar v'imayim, where I want people to accept me. Umash shoma mazir v'omer v'im shoynim al tesarav. People who do different than the king, don't mix with them. Why? Kim yomel cha adam loyim zedad shalom rav zabrias. If somebody says, "Ah, you're supposed to be very normal and be like everybody else," af ata amarlo, say, "Yeah, you know what? B'madvar amar b'nei adam shoysim ma'ase adam." That's when people are acting like people. Achloy b'nei adam shoysim ma'ase behema. Yeah, I'm supposed to hang around people when they're acting like people. But if people are acting like animals, there's no reason why I need to hang out with them. Ushlama mazer lech meneged lishksil. Stay away from a foolish person. B'David melchomer asher yish asher lo halach. Praiseworthy. Tehillim starts off. Don't be ba'atzas rishayim. And then what happens? And the Chazal say, im halach soifay lamoid. If you start hanging out with them, you're going to end up hanging out more with them. Im aman, if you stand with them, sofo leishev. You're going to have to really dwelling with them. Va'omer lo yashavti mesei shav. Do not sit with people who are like that. Sanesi kal mereim. I despise people who are negative people. Ein loy la'adam al litar nakas asmi non ragl medarchei hamoin. This is where I get the line from. Why are you following the crowd when the crowd's lost? From Mesillas Yesharim. Hashkuyim b'havli azman. Most people are submerged in the and immersed in this vanity of the world. They're just running after nothing. V'yoshev raglav al chatzes Hashem l'mishkanayisav. Take yourself to the Beis Medrash. Take yourself to Torah. Take yourself to Hashem. It's unpopular to do that. It's more popular just to run after whatever everyone else is running after. Who should David ask me? Say, "Vayomer erchatz b'nekoyim kabai asayvas esmes b'chach Hashem." First, I will become clean. Then I bring a carbon. Listen to this. And if someone's going to make fun of you, lo yashuv slibai. Don't even think about it. Elalagahu. Don't even think about someone mocking you, saying, "Yeah, what are you being this? Come on. When did you get so frum? Why are you getting so strong? Why are you, come on, stop that." Adaraba, mock those who mock you. Unbelievable. Obviously, don't try this at home. You have to mock. But the point is, within yourself, it's okay. You're mocking me because I'm davening. You're mocking me because I'm learning Torah. You're mocking me because I'm doing that. He says, vivazim. Interesting. V'yachshoy b'daitai. And think. Ki lule l'radich memenu, right? Mamen harbe. I love this. If a guy says, "Oh, I'm offering you a $10 million job to start working, but you're going to lose all your friends," trust me, you ain't going to lose any friends. Your friends will love you even more if you take the job. But let's say you're even going to lose your friends. Would anybody in their right mind not say, "Sorry, guys, I'll treat you all, you know, what's it called when they say treating everyone part, what's it called in the, when you pay for somebody in the bar, whatever it's called." Okay, see? Baruch Hashem, you guys don't know. Anyway, you say, "Tabs on me, it's all free," whatever it's called. Who said on the house? It's on the house. Everyone's going to love you. Don't worry about it. It's all in the house. Drink whatever you want. Eat whatever you want. Suddenly all the people who didn't like you, they'll like you very much because you're taking the bill. But no one's gonna run away from that. So says the Ramchal, Kol Shkein. And what about your soul? That you'll sell to your friends? Be bold as a leopard. I'm not embarrassed. David Melch says, what are most malachim talking about? The kings back in the day, they're talking about how big their palace is, how many cars they have, how many, right, bottles, chashav bottles of wine. Nothing against anyone who has chashav bottles of wines or liqueur of schnapps. I'm not. I'm really not. It's beautiful to have that. But I'm saying that's what people talk about. Look, this. V'David shaya gam kein melech. David was a melech. It would be embarrassing that David HaMelech, the king, is talking about Torah. He's talking about Yiras Shamayim. Oh, David HaMelech didn't care. He says, let them think whatever they think. his heart was not seduced by Avolama Eile with all of this stupidity. Achrei Shekvar Hisig HaEmes. Once he knew the MS, he says, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to live my life of MS. It's not my forum to say this like Avremel over here. I'm going to put my face like a Flintstone and I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to live what's right. And everyone could say what they say. I'm going to live the way I'm going to live and be a Kiddush Hashem. Shol b'zoicha. 10 minutes, 41 seconds. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away and at bay.